Absolutely, a big, big milestone. As I say, we've been looking at it for the last number of years. We went over 900,000 back to probably 2018 or so when we were looking at figures, and then there was one year we got a very big uptake from the charities, and another year we were a bit less. But yes, we knew this year that we would probably hit the 1 million, because we only needed 17,000, and that would have been a terrible, terrible year for us if we only made 17,000 and come. But yeah, we were delighted, and the committee works hard. We have a good, hard-working committee, but at the end of the day, this current committee's probably only been there for 10 to 11 years. Some of us, some of the rest are probably newer than that again. But the previous committees that started and going back to 1997, Charlie Kelly was then the current, took on the role and chairperson after the Northwest 10, after the Rock Hill 10K, decided they were going to stop doing their run in Rock Hill. There was an opening there, and Charlie Kelly and a few others from at the time that were interested went out and took it on board, and he, for want of a better word, gathered the committee back then and rolled it on. And, you know, to be fair to the man, the foresight of even doing that was massive, and he's left a legacy, or he has a legacy there now at the moment at €1,018,000, euros, and we went up to see him on Monday night after the presentation of the checks, just to congratulate him as much as myself and everybody else that's there.
In terms of the charities, Neil, the two charities this year were Donegal Horizons and Multiple Sclerosis Donegal, two great charities that have benefited greatly from the Northwest 10K, like many other charities have over the years.
Yes, absolutely. We've had 40 different charities since 1997. Sorry, 41 counting this year. We had one new charity this year, Donegal Horizons, but we had 40 up to the end of last year. Donegal MS has been with us a few times over the years, and, you know, they're a very worthy cause. Donegal Horizons, again, another group, have a new building down in down beside Dunn Store, New Dunn's there in Letterkenny, beside the Chamber of Commerce. Up-to-date unit. They work with adult intellectual disability clientele. They originally started in Carndonagh and then moved, and they're still at a base in Carndonagh, but they moved up to Letterkenny as well. So fair play. The money they got, between the two of them, they raised, between the two of them and our committee, €35,952 this year, which give them €17,476 each. So, yeah, they were delighted, and that money can be spent now with the different people for the MS. They do weekends for carers, and they do take the clients out for a meal at Christmas time and things like that, and that's what keeps them going. And you know, even just the fact of bus journeys and whatnot, it pays for a lot of that type of stuff. Donegal Horizons, they work with the, as I say, adult intellectual disability. So they can do bus runs, they can take people to events, take them to the beaches in the good weather and things like that. And, you know, there's and again, of course, to furnish and finish up their brand new state-of-the-art unit down in Letterkenny. So, yes, they were delighted, and we're delighted to be able to help them. So 41 charities, you average it out at 1,018,000. It looks at about 25,000 per charity, but not all charities got 25,000, and some charities got more over the years. But that's the way it works, and we're very happy with the two charities this year. They worked very well together and worked very well with us as a committee. So fair play and congratulations to the two of them for what they have achieved this year.
And in terms of your current committee, Neil, this kind of event doesn't just fall onto the road once a year. I'm sure you have a lot of hard-working people in the background that without them it just simply wouldn't be possible to hit these kind of numbers year in, year out.
Absolutely, Mark. We have 13 on the committee, all very... Some of us got together through athletics, some of us got together through charities, some of us just were having a genuine interest in promoting local community and local charities and whatnot. So, yes, we do work hard. We will take the summer off now, but we will start again in October and have our annual general meeting. Whether I'll be the chair or not going forward, that's up to the committee. and up to the people that attend. But we will then start advertising in late November, early December for charities to apply for next year's proceeds. And this year we had 8 charities. We had to interview them and we picked the best 2 that we felt was suitable this year. We could have 3 next year, but we never go more than 3 or we never go less than 2. So it's always just, you know, depending on what involvement the other charities would have at that time or who they are and things like that. We keep all this money, and as I say, I keep repeating, it's all spent in County Donegal. We don't take charities, national charities or things like that. I mean, we do have applications for charities. One year there, we had an application for a charity down in Limerick, but we couldn't. To be fair, we couldn't take them on board, and they appreciated what we were saying when we went back to them. So that's the way it works. And the committee itself is we all have different talents, as I say. Myself and Brendan McDade run a road race. That's the thing that we do as such. Others know all the ins and outs of dealing with charities and how to generate income and how to generate fundraising activities and advise the charities what to do. Others are there just on very hard-working people, and we organise the different things. We have stewards and officials and treasurer or whatnot. You know, there's so many. As I say, there's only 13 of us, but everybody has a role, and they work very hard. And that has been the case. I've been there as a committee member for probably 20-odd years now at this stage, but back in the day when I come on board, Grace Boyle was the chairperson, and then James Boyle. So there's only been 4 chairpersons of the Northwest 10K committee over them 28 years. So, you know, everybody has a role and everybody does their job. And yes, we have an odd good argument, but it's always in the interest of the charities that we're working with that comes out at the end of the day with the income and the money and the finances to support their programs as they go forward.
Yeah, just on the broader picture, the Northwest 10K, 28 years, it's been a real success story, and it's a real-life example of how a group of people can make a huge difference if they're all rowing in the same direction. You mentioned there the different skill sets. As long as everybody with those skill sets are pulling in the same direction towards the same goal, a lot can be achieved.
Absolutely, a lot can be achieved. And the Northwest 10K road race and walk now is an annual event. It's always been now since probably year 2000. It's always been on the May bank holiday weekend. It was always on a Sunday. We used to do it Saturday evening, and then it went to the Sunday, and now it's on the bank holiday Monday. And again, I have to thank our local Gardaí in Letterkenny, because they advised us that at back about 8 years ago that it was getting nearly impossible to manage the race on a Sunday afternoon. So now we've gone to the Monday morning, the bank holiday Monday morning, and that has been a help. And the guards are quite, well, they're happy with what we have done, and they're content, and they always support us every time. We do get a lot of good sponsors and support as well. But going back to your original point, yes, they do work hard, and the Northwest 10K has become such an annual feature now that people just decide, right, there's a Northwest 10K on Bank Holiday Monday. We're all going out to do it, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, we were lucky this year. We had a lovely dry day. Probably maybe too dry and too hot, because water was an issue for us. But that's something we have learned. Another day we could have a wet, drizzly day like today, and, you know, you might get the same numbers out there. But that's the luck of the draw. But as you say, the committee have worked hard. Every committee since day one have worked very hard and looked at the general base of the community, the general base of the charity, and trying to make it as safe as possible. Because I always say, the day we go out and we have an incident and something happens, is probably the day we'll have to just say that's the end of the Northwest 10K. But thankfully that has not happened and won't happen on our watch, I hope. Because we do have 75 stewards out there on the course. We do have something in the region of 21 or 22 guards out helping us on that day. And, you know, every year we have a group of marshals and stewards that come along every single year and help us. You know, all we have to do is make the phone call and they'll say, right, I'll be there, no bother. And that's the way it works. So the community put in a lot of time into it as well, as I say. So they're all involved and everybody has a role to play.
Finally, Neil, I'm sure that you said you were taking the summer off, but I'm sure the focus has already turned to next year's event, and no doubt you'll have more goals and more targets to hit.
Well, the date is set. It's the 4th of May, 2026. That's the bank holiday Monday. Yes, we'll have more goals. We'll be looking now to go further. And I mean, let's be fair, we're in the game of raising money for charities. So if we have a charity, two charities that come along next year and bring up another 35,000, there we are. We're over 1,050,000. So that's the way it works, and you just keep going. I wouldn't be man enough to sit here and say we're looking to the next million, because it took 27 years or 28 years to get the first one. I don't think I'll be involved with the Northwest 10K in 28 years' time. But, you know, there will be a committee behind us that will come along and hopefully will look forward to doing the next million. And that's what it's about. Like, it's not really what it's about. The race and the charities at the moment is what it's about. But, you know, you have to have targets. If you don't look at your targets, you're just going to sit back and live in the past, and that's not going to work.